Rusty Quill presents.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, Part 1. August 13th, 2151. The MRS Corvus, a mining vessel contracted by Helisis Mining Company, was apprehended by a security ship of rival corporation Lycaon Minerals. Shortly thereafter, Lycaon broadcast an open message demanding ransom for the safe return of Corvus's captain, Ember Roth, and her crew. Corporate heads at Helisis Mining ignored them. On August 14th, friends of Captain Roth seized a chance to help her the only way they could, taking their own mining ship, the Hyacinth, to survey a promising asteroid. They prayed it would be worth enough to entice their employers to pay the ransom. The following recording, retrieved from the Hyacinth's black box, recounts the final hours of their mission.
Okay.
All hands, this is Captain Hines. Be advised I'm back on the bridge. Sorry for the break.
And look at that, the ship's still intact.
Yeah, for the most part.
Argus?
XO7 here.
I've just got your latest receptor connection. That makes 12 between you and Grimm. Keep it up. Ember and her crew don't have much time left.
Yep.
Working on it.
This is Eric Temple, commander of the Lycaon frigate Tesseract, to the station commander at Halysis Mining Company. The date is August 13th, the time is 0113 Zulu. I'm transmitting this from just off the asteroid 32339 Algonor, near Jovian L5. In other words, indisputably the property and territory of Lycaon Minerals Corporation. You might recognize it as the rock you ordered your contract ship MRS Corvus to mine. Now, I'm sure you counted on the vastness of space and the near limitless number of asteroids to keep your incursions hidden, but it didn't work. We have the Corvus in custody. With its captain, Ember Roth, and its crew of 52 people, we are holding the vessel pending monetary compensation for the several loads of mineral wealth it delivered from the asteroid to you before we... You'll have to pay for it, is what I'm saying. For the price and minor details like proof that your people are still alive, refer to the file I've attached to this transmission. You will contact me with appropriate payment, and I will release them. You have 48 hours to comply if you want your ship and people back. Intact.
Con?
Go ahead, Blue.
Ship is telling me there's a fire in comms. Right next to me, in fact.
Yeah. It does that. It's nothing to worry about.
Are you sure?
Well, unless you're actually on fire, it's nothing. That sensor's been acting up for months.
Maintenance has broken down since I left, huh?
Corporate's been ignoring old ships recently. Don't blame me.
Whoa! I'm kidding. You okay?
I'm worried. We can't afford any suspicion from station. At all. Temple's deadline is coming up fast, and I don't
know
if
this... Are you listening to that transmission again?
Transmission? What makes you say that?
It's not helping.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting on the guys to finish. I don't know what else to do.
We're already doing everything we can, which is a lot more than corporate, or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah, but that's really not saying much, is it?
Stop making it harder on yourself. We need a captain, not a self-flagellatory bowl of runny jello.
Point taken?
Good.
Alright, is there any chatter on long comms I should know about?
The Grissom got herself fouled up, so that's keeping station
busy. Wait, what? How's the crew? What happened?
Navigation thrusters malfunctioned. Ship couldn't stop rolling for a minute, and the tether wrapped around her. Crew's fine. They hadn't deployed their surface teams.
And the tether's auto-release didn't kick in because...
Not sure, but I talked to Norse just last week, and he said...
I'm sorry, Norse?
Comms guy in the Grissom. Great hair. And beard. The sort of guy you'd never want mad at you unless you were twice as big or twice as fast. Preferably both. Good luck being either. Yeah, he mentioned that they had to put in for repairs at station after the tether took damage last month. Maintenance gave them a clean bill.
That explains that.
You know it.
Which rock are they fouled at?
7-3305.
7 class? Good for them. I mean, not that they'll see much of the profit, but it's more than I ever got. Is that the one Sivir found the... what the... Oh, no!
What?
Heavens, it seems the bridge is venting to space.
You're on the bridge.
Oh, the horror. Can't breathe.
Another bad sensor, huh?
Yep. I get sucked into space a couple times a week now.
Well, that can't be healthy.
On the contrary, there's nothing to put a sparkle in your eye and a spring in your step like catastrophic pulmonary shock. 53 lives are at risk, and my ship is falling apart.
I hope this rock is worth it.
Now who's worried?
I'm just saying. Finch says Drenon is good at what he does, but there's no guarantee this rock is worth any risk at all.
A minute ago, you were trying to convince me this is a great idea.
I said we're doing everything we can. I didn't say this was definitely going to work.
Okay.
Okay, great. I wasn't stressed out enough before. Not about running a 400,000-ton ship with just 6 people. Not about sneaking said ship to a potentially worthless asteroid. Not even about risking my own crew's freedom. Now, my old first officer is having second thoughts.
Second? My brain's playing hardcore tennis with my opinion of all this, so 50 or 60 thoughts by now, but whatever. We're here. Nothing we can do but wait for the guys to finish.
Claire, we'll see if they ever do.
What's up?
Grimm's receptors are having trouble connecting. He's probably about to start shouting at us.
Con!
Here we go. Control here.
What's wrong with the network?
I'm not sure. I'm working on it. Try reset.
I did. What are you doing?
I am trying to keep the hyacinth from falling apart. Which is becoming increasingly more difficult to do. Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm gonna task Blue on this. She's better at computering. Blue!
Blue here?
Please take Grimm's channel and help him out. I've got another problem.
At this point, the ship could literally blow up, and I'd assume it was a false alarm.
It's actually not the ship. XO7's leg is acting up. Again.
I thought Finch repaired it.
Finch has a lot on her plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just handle Grimm, Donkeyro. Control to XO7, Argus, copy?
Icon, go ahead.
I'm getting alerts on your suit. Is that joint coming apart again?
Negative, Control. Wait. Yep. Leg's going rickets on me.
Copy. Do you need to come in?
You kidding? We won't have a chance like this again.
Well, I know, but if the joint breaks, it could puncture your vac suit. And I'd prefer you not die.
We're not quitting. Amber and her crew aren't going to ransom themselves.
Nobody said anything about quitting, Argus. Can you patch it?
My XO doesn't have a welder.
Really?
At least not one that works. XO7, remember?
Copy. Controlled XO4. Grimm, copy?
Grimm here. Shoot.
Argus's leg servo is shot again. He needs a band-aid.
Ask Dreadnought.
Dreadnought's busy.
Oh, right. And I'm just sitting on my ass.
Just do it, Grimm. We have less than 4 hours to finish up here. And Dreadnought's job can't wait. Yours can. Copy?
Well, there goes my day.
Copy?
Copy. Rescue Argus. ETA, 4 mics.
Thank you. Okay. Control to XO7. Argus, Grimm is heading your way. 4 minutes.
Thanks, Con. This gonna hold us up, or does Dreadnought still have a ways to go?
I guess I can check now. Control to XO2. Dreadnought, copy?
Dreadnought, copy. What's got you?
How's the drilling going?
Just past 100 meters. This one, though, dude, it's pretty dead.
Say again?
Said it.
XO2, do you copy?
I copy. How about you?
I'd copy now. Sorry, your radio's worse than I remember.
I'd rather have a bad radio on a good XO than a good radio on a bad XO. Like, what, number 7 that you guys have? That thing was falling apart.
Yeah.
Do you minor types not care about safety? How long has it been since you overhauled these things, man?
Not since corporate monopolized everything. Old parts are impossible to get if you haven't noticed. They barely even care to fix our damn ships.
Yeah, I noticed. Still, their stuff is pretty shiny.
Sure. They also track everything, so make it work.
Speaking of tracking, station figured out we're here yet?
Do you expect them to?
Do you not?
Blue said they're focused on other things, and even if they weren't, she disabled our locator.
She what? You are asking for trouble, Hein?
We can't afford a random check telling them we're 1 billion miles from where we're supposed to be. Besides, you're used to flying alone. We have a great team. Something goes wrong, we'll handle it.
You better hope so, dude.
What's your depth?
128 meters, but the squealer's gonna have a hard time scanning through all this stuff. Very dense, tough going. I'm telling you, though, I got a feeling about this one. It's rich, all right. Real Goldie Rock.
There's a lot of lives hanging on the accuracy of your gut, Dreadnought.
I told you, man, I couldn't make any guarantees. Survey scans can tell you if a lock is definitely worthless. If it doesn't register as definitely worthless, then it could be full of anything from iron to iridium.
There better be more than iron here.
We're here because I think there is, dude. There are certain data points that any surveyor can see that often mean more valuable materials.
Uh-huh. Wait, Won't corporate notice those numbers?
Well, my report headline was dismal. Sanice 130-9901, Class 1. I doubt if anyone in the office even bothers to check the file, dude. Just don't mention me by name until after you negotiate that price.
Okay, when are you setting off the first scan burst?
We should be deep enough for the squealer. Wait, what are Grim and Argus doing?
You can see them?
No, that's the problem. I haven't seen any receptors link up in a couple minutes.
Our Argus needs a band-aid on his exo, and Grim's patching him up. What's your depth now?
Let me guess, he took number 7? Damn, we should have picked up a rig for him at least. Or a better drill.
There are too many eyes on that dreadnought, trust me.
Yeah? I'm not usually on this side of things. Still.
Depth, dreadnought.
146 meters. I take it you want me to mind my own business?
Neither of us wants you screwing this up.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of screwing, how's things with Finch?
Nope. Control to XO4.
Oh, come on, man. Give me something.
Control to XO4. Grim.
Shoot.
How's it coming with Argus?
I'm almost there. Okay, helpless. What did you break now?
Ask Finch. She said it was safe.
She said probably. We didn't have much choice here. Since Dreadnought's the new guy, he got the best exo. 7 was your only option.
Except for 4.
Hey, I bought this with my money. I took care of it.
Did you name it?
No.
You did name it. Oh my god, what is it? What do you call it? Tinkerbell? Butterfly? Lola? Is it Lola?
I'm about to name it Argus Death.
I wouldn't even be mad about that. That's a badass name.
Guys.
I'm checking the servo now. Let's see. Yep. It's a weld rod. What the hell?
What?
Grim? Elaborate.
It looks like something chewed on Argus's vac suit.
What?
Say again, Four?
Like it was trying to get inside.
Did it get in? Did it get in?
Whoa! Whoa! Oh my god, what is that?
Grim!
Argus!
What is it? What is it?
Four!
Oh, you bastard!
Grim.
That's for stringing my clothes out the airlock last week, sucker!
Damn it!
Conker, Grim, knock it off and patch Argus up. We're on borrowed time.
Yeah, can Blue get that recording off the black box? Oh, priceless.
Grim!
Yeah, Con, I'm on it.
Do I have to remind you why we're here?
No, you don't.
Ember's running out of time.
You think I don't know that, asshole?
Then stop screwing around!
I'm not just...
You're way out of line, Con.
How am I...
Got the gun.
Later. What?
Squealer set. It probably won't tell me much more than how much further I have to drill, but I need some feedback. You know when they'll be done?
Stand by. Control to XO 7 and 4.
I control. 7 here. Plus 1.
Dreadnought's got the squealer ready. How's the patch? Okay, look, I'm just trying to get this done.
I've known Ember longer than you, dammit. The only thing keeping me from freaking out is pretending like nothing's wrong, just doing a job. I know my job. I happen to be pretty good at it.
Okay, Grim, you're right. I'm sorry.
Huh.
I think that's Grim for I forgive you, kinda.
Huh.
Now kiss.
Look, this'll be over soon, and we'll have a beer or 10 with our mates on the Corvus.
You're buying.
Captain always buys. How's the patch?
We're about done.
Yeah, watch it! That's my lucky C4.
For all the good it's doing. I'm making a good day so far. Control, the patch here should hold until we get back. Long as nothing chews on it.
Screw you.
Confirmed. Hurry back and finish up. Argus?
Aye.
When is your scanner going to be set up?
I've got... Let's see. 2 more receptors to play. I'll be done in a minute. Station suspicious at all, by the way?
Blue says no. They're dealing with other crap. Grim, when can you be ready?
Well, I was almost ready before Argus broke himself, and I had to get all the way here. Now I
Grim,
have to... Give me 6 mics.
Confirmed. Control to XO2.
What's gotcha?
Argus and Grim will be ready in about 6 minutes.
Aye. Okay.
What's wrong?
I'm pretty much already set here. You sure Argus and Grim know what they're doing?
Yes, I've worked with them on half a dozen rocks. They get the job done.
Especially since they're trying to pull this off with Stone Age equipment.
Con2XO7, is your scanner ready?
Yeah, just waiting on Grim now.
Good, because Dreadnought here is concerned about our ability to do this job, since we're old.
Oh man, come on, I'm not trying to
start anything. Is he?
Oh, listen, Argus, you guys clearly know what you're doing.
What? Dreadnought, like, 16? 17. 16.
I'm 24, dude.
Right, and a surveyor, I might add. Have you ever actually walked on a rock before this one?
Yeah, a couple.
Uh-huh. Well, dude, we've stripped dozens of asteroids of their precious treasure, found enough ore to build 100 starships, fixed thousands of catastrophic breakdowns while stranded in deep space, and each of us has had reasonable success in at least one committed relationship.
Yeah, that's
we've stared death in the face a million times, evaded pirates, exposed traitors, and fought aliens.
Wait, what?
Fair enough, I made up the last bit. The point is, we can handle this.
Well, I was pretty confident in your incredible experience, man. I'm just hoping that your ship and this equipment holds up.
Oh. Well, we're screwed there. There's no way this stuff is gonna work perfectly. My leg already broke, kid.
Yeah.
But you're right, because our incredible experience will compensate for equipment hang-ups and new guys. As for the missus, she's fine. She'll hold together. She'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
The missus?
Mineral retrieval ship, the MRS highest. You need to meet some more people, kid.
Yeah, but fewer miners, clearly.
And learn not to mess with MRS captains, by the way. Con threw you at me on purpose, Dreadnought. Welcome to the Hyacinth.
Thanks for that, Captain Hines, sir.
I'll be relieved.
I've half a mind to set up a squealer now, see how you like getting your ears blown off.
Dreadnought, if you fry our comms, I fry your...
Con!
What's up, Blue?
Station is on the line.
Conker, Blue, you said they didn't know anything.
I said they weren't suspicious based on what I was hearing. They contacted me directly.
You're not even supposed to be on the Hyacinth.
I mean they contacted the ship. I didn't tell them who I was. They want to talk to you.
Why?
I don't know why.
Conker. Okay. You turned off the locator, yes?
Is that a serious question? Or have you been popping shots in the last 5 minutes?
Right. Sorry. I'll take it.
Sterkte.
Dankuvel. This is Conlan Hines.
Hines, why do I have to call you on a ship? You're not on the clock, are you?
No.
Where are you?
Hyacinth was all hinky last week. A few of my crew and I are doing a once-over for next shift.
I'm not pinging you. What's your location?
We had to power down all transmission sources and test them individually. We haven't gotten to the locator yet.
Where are you?
Station, I am trying to get ready for next shift. Is there something you needed?
Yes. The Grissom had a problem at 7-3305.
How tangled did she get?
You've heard about it?
Yeah. I've got one of my guys listening through channels to help us identify our radio problem.
Oh. Well, Grissom is completely fouled. Had a major engine malfunction and twisted into its asteroid tether. Gonna cost a hell of a lot to fix.
Is everyone okay?
Commander didn't, mention any casualties.
You didn't ask, did you?
We take the safety of our contract crews seriously.
Oh, so Corvus's crew is ransomed back then.
The crew of the Corvus were killed in an unfortunate encounter with
Rogue. Like hell they were! We've all seen the message, Klotzak!
Any communications from their attackers implying the crew survived has been deemed false by a team of forensic data specialists.
They went out there on corporate orders. They're in danger because corporate is pretending nobody knows what the entirety of the out-system mining population absolutely knows. The crew of the Corvus are still alive.
That is rampant, imaginative speculation based on hearsay.
That is rampant corporate ass-covering based on you being a bastard.
I'll log that as a formal complaint, if you wish. Meanwhile, the Grissom?
We're not a rescue vessel, or did you decide it was too expensive to dispatch those to the scene?
Of course not. The crew will be safe soon. We need you to pick up the slack until Grissom is repaired. Head out to 7-3305 immediately.
We're still fixing our transmitters.
You can fix them en route.
And if something goes wrong on the way?
Use this channel. It obviously works.
For now,
we expect you to report to 7-3305 by 0500 hours.
We need more time.
Don't we all? Station out.
Sure, Station. We'd love to accommodate your sociopathy. Will we get overtime? What is overtime? Never mind, we're happy to comply. We sure love you, Station. What is love? Never mind, Station. Just keep being you. Well, at least you get to work a Class 7 asteroid.
Yippee.
How long will it take to get there?
Well, we'd have to drop by Station to pick up the rest of my crew and get you out without anyone noticing, so we'd have to leave in 52 minutes.
And in other pleasant news, meteors are pelting Martian cities, chocolate is suddenly poisonous, and the sun has unexpectedly gone nova.
Yeah. Attention, all hands. We now have almost no time. Station has requested that we report in early to cover for the Grissom.
Station?
They still don't know we're out here, but we now have less than an hour to finish scanning this damn rock. Is that possible, Dreadnought?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, what do we need to do to get
this
done?
Stop. We're Ember's only chance at survival. Temple's deadline ends in 3 hours. Why do we care what Station wants?
This rock is Ember's only chance, Argus. This is it. If it isn't valuable, there's no sense in waiting around for corporate to take us down. I won't let you all get thrown into some hellish prison for no good reason. So we need to find out what we've got here fast.
All I want is one good day. Is that too much to ask?
Them's the cards, Grim. Double time, everyone, and please keep your thoughts to yourself. I did my best.
Heavy hangs the head that wears the crown.
Not now, Blue.
Want some coffee?
Tastes like nuclear runoff.
Some people are into that.
I wish corporate was. Was that a new dispatcher?
I think so. At least I didn't recognize him.
Where do they get these guys?
I like to imagine they have a factory. Like, big warehouse full of lumps of iron shaped like hearts. But instead of a beat, they have little servos. Is it functioning, sir? Let me check its heart. Bzzz. Yep, all good. Won't let feelings get in the way.
Grim?
Shoot.
Are you done?
I was about to hail you. I'm all set. Let's make this rock squeal.
Control to all exos. Prep for scanning shock. Exo 7, go.
Go, Con.
Exo 4, go.
Go.
Confirmed. Exo 2, we're good to go.
Dreadnought.
Control to Exo 2, Dreadnought.
I'm good, man. You read?
Barely. Damn your radio.
Consider it damned. Are we doing this?
We're waiting for you.
Woo, I'm good to go.
All right, everyone lock comms and hold on. And, you know, cross your fingers or something. Ember needs it. On my mark, 5, 4, 3. This was part one of the Hyacinth disaster. You can find the whole series at the website davidecarlson.net and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.